Pleasure is the ideal of rational beings. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. Pleasure is the ideal of rational beings. Irrational beings are always attempting to make things unhappy, attempting to find the unhappiness of life, or attempting to find those things in life that cause it to be difficult and cause it to be unhappy. The happy people, the wise people, the truly brilliant people in the world are the people who have the ideal of pleasure as their rationale. They know that if they look for pleasure, they will find peace and happiness and harmony. They will find right action. They will find truth. They will find goodness wherever they look. Because pleasure is the ideal of rational beings. People who think about their world, who think about their life, who think about whatever it is that makes things glorious for them, people who think in that level are rational beings. They are people who know what's going on in the world. Now, we can look at all the world and we can proclaim all of the problems that are out there and say, isn't that terrible? We can look at all the world and we can see all the ups and downs and all the ins and outs and say, that is just really bad. And then we stop. And we look at the world and we see the ups and downs and ins and outs and we say, no, I am the creator of my world. I am a rational being. I have the right to decide what I'm going to pay attention to, what I'm going to look at, what I'm going to believe in, what I'm going to call forth in my life. I'm going to be the one who makes that decision, not the experiences, not the things that are happening around me, not the external world, but me on my internal world. I make that decision. I am a rational being, not rational insofar as I look at things and say, that's the way it is. I am rational insofar as I say, my thought brings forth whatever it is I think about. My attitude brings forth whatever it is I concentrate on. The things that I see, the things that I believe in, the things that I recognize as happening are what is happening. Now, we can look past all of the illusions. We can look past all of the limitations that life might have to offer and not give them any credit, any power. And as we don't give them any power, they cease to exist. When we stop looking at the misery of the world, somehow or other, it fails to be there. It fails to be a problem. When we stop looking at the goodness of the world, it too ceases to be. But when we look at the goodness of the world, it exacerbates. It grows and grows and grows. When we look at the evil of the world, it too exacerbates and grows and grows and grows. It's not that one or the other has the right to do this. It's only one or the other has our attention. And with our attention, we empower it to exist and to be something that we experience. Pleasure is the ideal of rational beings. Rational beings, people who think, who are intelligent, they think happiness is a way of life. They think to look at things and find joy in them, that's the beauty of life. To look at the world and see the goodness there, that's the beauty of life. Rational beings look at the pleasure in life and it manifests itself in their world, in their activities, in their adventures. It can be the same for you. It can be the same for me. But it takes our one-pointedness to do this and have it be something real for us. Do you want to have pleasure be the ideal in your life? Well, are you a rational being? If you are, whatever you think about, Whatever you believe in, whatever you pay attention to, that's the rationale you're giving your attention to. That's the thoughts you're giving your attention to. That's the life you're giving your attention to. Now, is that what you want? Is that what you delight in seeing? Pleasure, joy, harmony, peace, happiness, abundance, wholeness. Oh my! The world is filled with glorious words used to describe right action and blessings. Today, you and I can put a cause in motion for ourselves. And that cause in motion says, I am the master of my experiences by my thought. I am the master of my experiences by my thought. Pleasure is the ideal of rational beings. Pleasure is the thought that I hold. It is the ideal that I hold. It is the creation that I bring forth in my life, in my world, in my experience. And it's all that matters to me. What is what matters to you? Are you aware of it? Are you going to let yourself look at appearances and let them possess you? Or are you going to look at appearances and then immediately turn to their opposite, to their value, to their goodness? Not all appearances are bad, for sure, but you're going to look at the appearances that you want to see. And you're going to look at the happy people. You're going to look at the happy circumstances. You're going to look at the happy life. You're going to look at the life of pleasure, the life of goodness, the life of divine right action, peace, and truth. And as you look at that, that's all you empower. That's all you allow to exist in your world. And that's all that I allow to exist in my world. And I live in a wonderful world, a world filled with joy and peace and happiness. I feel live in a world filled with all good, and I am so happy about it. I am so pleased about it, because that is my reality. Join me there. There's lots of room. There are lots of choices to make. The choice of which level of happiness do you want? Which goodness do you want? Which pleasure do you want to be demonstrated in your life? In my life, in your world, in my world, whatever it is, I make that choice. And as I make that choice, it is done. And it really is done. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.